Denver, Colorado, November 1871. Douglas Cloud Ryan stared at the beauty who stepped into the common room of Pinkerton Detective Agency's Denver headquarters. The woman was trim, except where it mattered, and stood ramrod straight. Her auburn hair caught the light and shone like a sunset. Even he could tell her clothes must have cost a bundle, to say nothing of the jewelry she wore. His best friend, Jake Hunter, elbowed him.
"You trying to catch flies in that gaping pie hole? Very funny."
He leaned toward Jake.
"What's a rich society type like her doing here? Surely Archie hasn't hired her."
Jake leaned back and crossed his ankles.
"If she's in this room, she's been hired as a trainee. Besides, you don't know if she's rich or a society woman. Only sure thing is that she's a beauty."
The jewelry might or might not be fake, but Cloud knew quality clothes when he saw them.
Phew. Imagine being paired with her. A guy would be toting and fetching constantly. Man, I'm grateful Archie promised me I wouldn't be paired with a woman and marry her.
Jake stared at him.
"Hey, you forgot the if possible he tacked onto that promise." "Nah, but I'm holding him to his word. You'd better believe I'm not getting married, and you can take that to the bank."
He pointed his thumb at his chest.
"If and when I decide to step into the Parsons News, I'll choose with whom and when. I don't see why Archie got this burr under his saddle to have agents marry and pair up on cases. You have to admit a woman can get into places a man can't. That's what happened in the war that convinced Archie to try this experiment. One of the women in this room may prove to be as valuable as Kate Warren." "And they may not. Likely that was a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence. We're not at war now. Even if a woman might help, she's not doing so on my case."
Jake exhaled and sat up.
"Wouldn't mind being paired with a woman like her. She looks perfect to me. Wonder how long that auburn hair is. Can't you just imagine it spread across a pillow?" "Man, get hold of your imagination."
Cloud gestured with a jerk of his head.
"For Pete's sake, see how she's standing? Paused at the door to make an entrance so everyone here will notice her. Bet she's snooty and feels she should be given special privileges. No, thank you."
Jake shot him a sardonic grin.
"You can tell all that with one glance, huh?" "Of course I can. We're taught to observe people. Our lives depend on that ability." "You'll see I'm right about this one."
Jake chuckled.
"One of these days, Cloud, some woman is going to take your conceit down a peg or two.